Well, first of all, I went to Sunday school when I was younger, and then I didn't until I... And then I said I won't be going to any church. Look at me now. And now I'm getting baptised this afternoon.
Cool. Thank you so much. That's awesome. It's so great what God's done in your life and in the wider Ball family as well. It was great to the last set of baptisms to baptize Marilyn and Chris as well. And Michelle's, which is Nikki's daughter, is also getting baptized as well. So it's really exciting. So praise God. God believes in household salvation. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions. You say yes, it's three questions, okay? So Nikki, do you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior? And Nikki, do you want to get baptized to identify yourself with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection? And finally, as you get baptized, do you want to leave your old life behind and be raised to new life in Jesus? Awesome. Amen. Round of applause for that. Awesome. So next we have Michelle. And you're going to be sharing a few, what, are you going to be saying a few things? No? No, that's fine. That's fine. That's all right. So I'll just ask you the same. I'll ask you the same questions, okay? So, do you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior? And next, do you want to get baptized to identify yourself with Jesus' death and burial and resurrection? And finally, as you get baptized, do you want to leave your old life behind and be raised to new life in Jesus? Awesome. That's so good. Big round of applause for Michelle. Okay, next, Marcia. Big hand for Marcia. I keep saying Marcia. Is it Marcia or Marcia? It's Marcia. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. There's no one else here called Marcia. It's like, I'm not getting baptized. No. So this is Marcia. So apologies for not getting your name right. So I'm going to ask you just the same questions. You're really excited about you getting baptized. So first, you do believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Marcia, do you want to get baptized? Do you identify yourself with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection? And finally, as you get baptized, Marcia, do you want to leave your old life behind and be raised to new life in Jesus? Awesome. That's so good. That's so good. And last but not least is Alex. Big hand for Alex. So I know you're going to be sharing just a few words about what God's been done in your life. Yes, you can do that now. Yes, yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, so I always had a sort of up and down relationship with God and never really knew which way to turn spiritually until just a few months ago, actually. My spiritual journey is quite new. Lots of things going on in my life, and a very good friend of mine invited me to church. And I felt really pulled to come. And at the same time, I was also experiencing some high anxiety, which I hadn't experienced for a long time. And I believe that was God's way of pulling me away from the sort of spiritual path I was going down at the time. It didn't feel right. And the rest is history, really. I've come, love the people, I love worship, and just feel at home. So here I am.
That's great. Thank you, Alex. So the same questions to you. Alex, do you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior? Second, do you want to get baptized to identify yourself with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection? And finally, as you get baptized, Alex, do you want to leave your old life behind and be raised to new life in Jesus? Awesome. That's so good. You know, so baptism is an amazing thing. You know, Jesus got baptized, right? You know, we believe that baptism is for believers, those who've, you know, got to an age where they understand how these things work and what God's all about. Our belief as a church, as it is in many churches, is that those who are baptized need a clear and personal understanding of Jesus, Lord and Savior, and they want to obey him by baptism. You know, baptism means it really means getting wet. It does, and you'll definitely get wet down at Leap, and maybe get covered in a bit of seaweed. But that's what it is. No, the word baptism, it comes in the Greek word, as a lot of course, the New Testament, well, all the New Testament is written in Greek. It's a common written language at the time. It comes from the Greek word baptizio, so it hasn't changed that much. And it literally means to immerse, submerge, or plunge into a liquid. So when they used to dye cloth, and they used to have to do that all by hand, obviously with machines these days, but when it was all done by hand in the good old days, that's what they used to say. They were baptizioing cloth. That's what they used to do. So it was to immerse it, submerge it, and plunge it into liquid. So it's a picture of being completely washed of all our sin and taking on new colours, a new person, new creation in Christ. Amen. So baptism is a command. It's an obedience to Jesus. It's a significant step in our walk with God. It shows God that we're serious about following him in other ways. Baptism is also a declaration, showing friends and family and down at Leap, the public as well, you've decided we'll walk with God. It's a powerful statement to the devil that we've left our old lives behind. It's an incredible declaration to God that we want to live a new life through Christ. And thirdly, baptism is also an identification. You know, it has great, great spiritual significance. You know, as we are baptized, we're identifying with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. As you're lowered into the water, you're identifying yourself with Christ's death. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord, you accepted that he died in your place for your sin. As you're under the water, which won't be too long, don't worry, we'll get straight back up, but don't worry, don't panic. As you're under the water, you identify with Christ's burial. That he was buried, and through Christ, your sin and old life is buried. And as you're raised out of the water, you're identifying yourself with Christ's resurrection. That he was raised to life, and you now have a new beginning and a new life through Christ. Amen. So that's what baptism is all about, and that's why we do it. It's a command, it's a declaration, it's an identification, and you know, we want to be faithful to what Jesus told us to do. Amen. Man, it's so exciting. Let's all just stand to our feet. We're going to pray for the four here and for Mika as well, who's also getting baptized. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for Marcia, Michelle, and Nikki, and Alex, Lord, and Mika, Lord, who are being baptized. Lord, we thank you for this step of their discipleship journey, Lord, they're taking with you as they identify with your death, your burial, and your resurrection. Lord, that is a reality of what you've done in their lives. Lord, as they go into their waters, Lord, may it be an incredible experience, Lord God. Lord, it's a supernatural experience, even, Lord. Lord, just know that reality so deep down, they're completely washed clean and made new in you, Lord God. Lord, I pray just for your blessing upon them, your hand upon them. Lord, I pray this will be a day that they look back on, Lord, where they can just see what you've done. Lord, as they celebrate, Lord, what you've done in their lives. Lord, that this will be such a significant day on their journey with you. Lord, you're so, so good. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every new life, Lord, that's changed by you. Every single one, Lord, you said, is a celebration, a party in heaven. Lord, there's much rejoicing amongst the angels, Lord, about one soul, Lord, that is changed, Lord God. So we celebrate, Lord, what you've done in these five lives. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good. Amen. 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 You can grab your seats. A big hand again. Awesome. Praise God, exciting. Let's move this way a bit. So now it's time for summer camp feedback. Very exciting. As I said, I've already been hearing good things. I'm sure many of you have as parents as well. Been hearing good things about what God has done. So I don't really know what order we're going in. We haven't really got an order, have we? Oh, it's you first. Right, okay. Lisa insisted on being first. Obviously. Yeah, the first will be last. It's in the Bible. That's what I say. Anyway. I'm joking. It's Lisa went as a leader, so she's going to kind of like set the platform for it, and then we'll start the order when you all come up, when the rest of the youth come. Why don't they all just come up anyway? So if you went to summer camp, if you stand your feet and you come to the front, that'd be great. Big round of applause for all our youth. So they're all going to share kind of feedback about what God did during the week, and look at the giants over there. Well, you two are becoming giants as well. Anyway, praise God. I feel tinier. Anyway, it's because I am. Anyway, So we're going to give some feedback, and then Jack and Tove are just going to just share some thoughts with you this morning as well. Just some like, kind of like mini messages as well. So that's going to be really exciting as well. So that's great. Yeah, come on, Ona. Big hand for Ona as well. And Katie also went as Iona's carer as well. So Katie was also there. So that's great. It's awesome. Yes. And Abigail went and Abigail Stride went as well. But she's not here this morning. But she also went as well. So hand over to Elisa. Thank you, Elisa.
Thank you. Okay. Dan, could you get up the first picture, please? So our theme for summer camp this year was Built Different. It's on our T-shirts. There it is on the screen. So the theme was inspired by Luke 6, verse 46 to 49. So I'm just going to read that out. So the wise and foolish builders. So why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hear my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house and could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. So the theme was all about being built on the rock, having Jesus as our firm foundation and what that looks like. It was also about being different as Christians, walking differently, acting differently, living differently to the world around us and just like going against the flow. And we want people, non-Christians that we're around, to realise that we're different. If they don't realise that we're different, we're doing something wrong. They need to be seeing, we need to be believing the word and all that kind of stuff, but also living it out. And we want people to know that we're Christians by our character and the way we act. Photo two, please. You can't really see it, but I'll explain it. So this is just a photo from Monday night, which is Pastor Sean's message. So it's about being the house on the rock, and it says sealed tight, and it says, I will huff and I will puff and I will blow your house down. So if you know that from context, that's about the three pigs, right? always love a good analogy. So Sean was talking about how with the three pigs, obviously like the houses that were made of straw and stuff, they just blow down. But the houses that had a strong foundation that were made out of brick, they didn't fall down. And it's like in our lives, when we build our house on the rock and it's strong on God's word, it's made out of brick and stuff, the wolf, which is like the devil, can't blow the house down. It's too strong. And he also talked about being sealed tight. And what he means by that is obviously a house has windows and doors. And if we're not careful, if we keep these open, then the devil can come in, or untruths, lies can come in. So we had lots of young people who were kind of believing some lies that they had heard, like from school or from friends, maybe from parents, I don't know, that they weren't good enough, or it was the devil telling them that they're not forgiven, they're not loved, all this kind of stuff. And if we let that stuff come in and we don't close it down straight away when it comes as a thought, then it can germinate and then it really affects our walk with God. So it's important to close the windows and the doors and just be protected and just believe God's word and God's truth. Photo three, please. I feel like next slide, please. That's what I feel like. Next slide, please. It's just... Oh, COVID fun. Right. So that's the photo. So this is just a fun photo. This is of tribal wars. There's Jack in the corner there on the red team. And we each did like flags and stuff and decorated them. So this was just a great example of just like so much fun that we had. And it was great. It was great team building exercise because you meet people from lots of different congregations. Oh, there we go. Lovely zoom in there. You look quite miserable there. But he was happy. I swear he was happy. It just had, yeah. Just knew the camera was on him and was like, okay, I need to look good. I don't know. but it was... it was really, really fun and loved it. Is there another photo? If you can get up, I don't know. If that isn't. Yeah, so this was Pastor Jason. So this was Tuesday night. Pastor Jason is a pastor from California that Pastor Randy knows really well. And he just happened to be in the UK at this time. So Pastor Randy was like, well, you're coming. So it's like, you don't have a choice. You're coming. So he shared his testimony. He has a really powerful testimony. He was like, by the age of 15, he was dealing in drugs. He was completely lost. His parents had left him, didn't want anything to do with him. And just crazy stuff going on, but he got to a point where he was taking these drugs and he basically took too many, and he was basically like, God, I need you like to save me at this point because I'm going to die, and God saved him, and he's now a pastor in California. So yeah, that was so like encouraging and inspiring. But he was really talking about encountering the Holy Spirit and having the presence of the Holy Spirit that wrecks you. He was talking about how important it is to meet God and let it completely change you. That's what we need. We need to be full of the Holy Spirit. So as you might not be able to see, but like kind of down the front, there's like people kind of lying like on their knees and stuff. And we just all just came down to the front and just like in an act of surrender. And the Holy Spirit moved. People were speaking in tongues. It was just brilliant. Just amazing presence of God. And just people left completely different to how they walked in into the building. So yes, you can kind of see people just on their knees and stuff. And that was what it was like every night. It was just amazing, and God just moved like so powerfully, and all the glory goes to God, and just thank God for what he's done. It's just brilliant, and I'm sure everyone else will also share what God's done. So yeah, amen.
That's so good. Thank you. Let's just do it in the order here. So that's our Sam. Big hand for Sam. Thank you, Sam.
Hello. This summer camp was truly an unforgettable experience. From the moment we arrived, the atmosphere was filled with joy, laughter, and the love of Jesus. The spiritual growth I experienced was equally impactful. That doesn't make any sense. I'm very sorry. It was very impactful. Through the morning devotions, worship sessions, and small group discussions, I felt my faith deepen in a way that I didn't expect. The leaders were always encouraging, offering guidance and wisdom. The messages we heard remind me of God's love and purpose for our lives, and I left feeling inspired and refreshed. Of course, summer camp wouldn't be complete without the fun of tribal wars, especially when the leaders picked the hottest day to do it. Every day was packed with opportunities to enjoy God's creation. The joy and laughter we shared each time there was an activity. Overall, summer camp was a time of growth, connection, and joy. It reminded me of the importance of faith, friendship, and community. I'm so thankful for the experience, and I cannot wait to carry on the lessons I have learned into my daily life. If you ever get to attend summer camp, I wholeheartedly recommend it. You'll never know what God might use that time to encourage you for. Thank you.
Awesome. So, Toph, I'll come back to you. Yeah, okay. Michelle, big hand for Michelle. Thank you.
When Andy spoke about burning bridges, I felt a flame of fire come down my spine. It felt like God said he would never leave me, and he was with me, and I surrendered my life to him. I was flooding buckets of tears. Because my dad loved me when I was born. So it was very... hard growing up. And people used to bully me. for being bigger than everyone else. And I got told that I wasn't good enough to jump around when worshipping. And on Thursday night, I started to jump. And I said, I don't care what other people say, but all I care about is Jesus.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Michelle. That was so awesome. That was so good. Okay, next, Tally. Thank you, Tally.
Please bear with, I lost my voice majorly over this past week. All right. When I arrived at summer camp, I was feeling broken and destroyed. More than I've ever been. I was giving up on everything. I was giving up on church. I was giving up on Christianity. And I ended up putting up walls because of that. Because I was being put down for who I was. And everyone was making fun of me. And I was going through quite a lot of stuff. But I put walls up because I didn't want anyone to know about it. But on that first night, my walls began to break down. And by that last night, I was full of energy. I couldn't stop smiling. I was jumping and screaming at the front, jumping up on the stage with other people. It was amazing. I left my worries, my pains, and my silent idols at the altar, and I'm never going back. Andy Elm spoke about caterpillars and butterflies and that we need to stop crawling around in the old and start flying about in the new. And that God transforms you. The things that held you back in life and stopped you from flying are gone. And you're free to fly thanks to the Lord. And that we are all on fire for the Lord and we need to hold on to that and never let go. But onto the positive side of things, summer camp was amazing. It was such a wonderful experience to go through. We had tribal wars where I decided to cover myself all in green paint, which has still stained my hair. But you know what? It was fun. We had the worship where, as Elisa was saying, we were all down at the front on our knees. We were giving ourselves to the Lord. We were all joining together. There was no like separate little groups. Everyone was talking to everyone, and it was the best experience that I've ever had. But yeah. It was amazing.
That's so good. God is amazing. What an incredible testimony of what God has done. And so next is, I don't think Iona's wanted to say anything, but a big hand for Iona, because she had a great week as well. I know you had an amazing time. I know you did an amazing job looking after her week as well. And I just wanted to say a few words, I think, as well.
I don't really have a lot to say. Sorry, I don't know why. I went to summer camp thinking that I was going to have the worst time ever. As a lot of you know, I've not been to church for a long time. Sorry, I don't know why I'm so emotional. Something just changed for me last week. When I arrived, I had it completely in my mind that I wasn't going to come back to God. I was convinced that it was a load of rubbish. And something just changed for me. And I don't really know what his plans are in my life right now, but I just want to give my life back to him and just accept him back into my life. So,
amazing. Thank you so much, Casey. That was truly amazing. Okay, next, James. Big hand for James.
Hi, guys. So yeah, I was at summer camp. I really, really enjoyed it. It was amazing. One thing that stuck out to me was just seeing the amount of other youth who were, you know, on fire for God, and it was just great to see that, because you don't really, it doesn't really click when you're at places like college or school, because you just see other people of your age. One thing that stuck out to me was faith over feelings, which is like, if you don't feel like going to church, you don't feel like reading your Bible, but really you should because, you know, God's there for you. And it just reminds me of the parable of the servant staying until midnight for his master because he had faith in him. He didn't know what time he was going to return, but he stuck up. Same with Moses leading people in the wilderness for 40 years. I know if I was there, I probably would have wanted to walk back to Egypt, have a nap, have some food. Since we had the topic of building a house on the Lord, one thing that really stuck out to me was building foundations. And I think it was Pastor Andy talked about, are we building with rock on our foundations or sand? I think personally, I was using sedimentary rocks, which are rocks made up of sand. Yeah. It's a bit more, but it was more of the fact that I thought, you know, I can do this by myself. I don't need God. So when I was building, I'd be digging down. God would walk past. I'd put a tarpaulin up, and I'd say, yeah, God, it's okay. It's fine. I'm going to build it myself. Obviously, when I was done, I'd show him, and then it would all fall down. Building it God's way is the best way. And whilst I was there, I feel God spoke to me with like an analogy. It was a chess piece and how, you know, we can view ourselves as the pawn on the board. And you can only move one piece and in one direction. You can't go any other place. And the moment you get blocked, there's nothing you can do. But if you have God, you can trust him. Also the fact that, you know, you're one of the weakest pieces, but you have so much potential. You can end up winning the game. Galatians 6:2, it says, carry each other's burdens, and this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. I think that also highlights the fact that if you're blocked as a pawn, you might need another piece to take it away. So we've got to call on each other to help us. But to sum up, you know, I came to God with so many issues. I was kind of a lukewarm Christian. You know, I had battles with things like lust, depression. I felt alone, but I seeked him out. And I laid it all at the altar, and I'm not picking it up again. I mean, you can't know someone without knowing the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. but just some key points is you need to ask God for hunger for him. Because if you don't seek him out, you need to learn more. You need to respond when he shows up, and you have to answer the call. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's like you can't sing the karaoke song without putting some effort into it. You know? It's all part of the faith.
That's amazing. So good. Thank you so much, James. So Jack and Toby will be sharing in a minute. But let's all stand to our feet and we'll pray for them all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for all that we've just heard, Lord, with the baptism testimonies and these summer camp testimonies. Lord, the whole morning's been about changed lives. Lord, an encounter with you, it can completely change us forever. Just 1 minute with you can totally transform us. Lord, we thank you for these young people, Lord, for what they've shared, Lord, and how you have impacted them, Lord, over the last 5 days. Lord God, for what you have done. Lord God, for revealing your heart to them. Lord, for dealing with insecurities and anxiety. Lord, for dealing, Lord, with the, Lord, their identity, Lord, and how you see them, Lord God. Lord, for encouraging them, Lord, for challenging them, Lord, for convicting them, Lord, for all that you've done this week. Lord, you've totally transformed them. Lord, and I pray, Lord, just like with the baptisms, those getting baptized, Lord, that those who've been to summer camp, Lord, will look back on this week. It would just be a defining week in their life, in their journey with you. And I pray they'll just continue to carry, Lord, what you've done in them, Lord God. Lord, we just pray your supernatural protection over them, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. We stand against any attacks of the enemy. We just pray your protection over them, Lord God. Lord, and that's this seed that you've planted within them. It will just continue to germinate. It will continue to grow and just produce so much fruit, Lord, in the coming days and weeks and months and years. Thank you, Lord. You're an amazing, amazing God. Thank you for what you've done. All the glory goes to you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Big hand again for our youth. You can all grab your seats, except for Jack. I think Jack's going first, and then it'll be you, Toph. So Jack's going to share some feedback, just also just some thoughts with you this morning. So big hand for Jack. Thank you.
So yeah, it's really an incredible experience, and it's kind of weird now because I feel like a bit of a granddad of the youth, a little bit. So seeing everyone growing in God is just quite an amazing thing. And you know, and it kind of took me back to when I was a kid, and actually how much God has changed me, because when I was in about year 7, year 8, I actually didn't speak to anyone at youth, like, at all. I was a really, really, really timid kid. And I think those camps are just the most amazing places, not just to reach God, but also just to grow as a person and just to meet the right people. Because, like, the guys that I know there are some of the best people I've ever met. And the way that they touch your heart and the way they're there for you, it's just really an incredible thing. And what the leaders do, it's just, they're such a blessing, and God's hand is just so over summer camp. So I'd encourage all of you in the future to go. So Elsie Rose, whoever she's not in here. Or little Esther, Penelope, she'll be going. So what did God actually speak to me about? So it's quite an interesting one, because it wasn't the kind of common or like, I really encountered Jesus and it was like a crazy experience. For me, it was more about, what is my identity actually rooted in? Because I didn't really realise this was an issue until summer camp, that my identity was actually so filled in God's plan for my life that I'd actually forgot that I was a follower of Jesus. And so I'll explain that now. So, because I've always known that there's been a call for my life to lead and to minister and things, but my worth was so much in that, they got to a point where if I didn't get chosen to preach or something, I would literally feel worthless, because I felt so much that God was like, the only reason why I'm here is to do that. So what God really spoke to me on is that, hang on a minute, Jack, you've got to step back and know that you're a broken guy and you're a follower of Jesus first, and these blessings come from that. And I think that was the most amazing thing that God could have done for me, because I had so much worth in just, what if I'm not preaching, like, what's the point? What's the point of me being at church? What's the point in this? So that kind of correction was just, in the most loving way possible, was just so incredible. And I'm a bit short on for time, so I won't do the first, but the first message is basically what we've already spoken about anyway. But one thing God also spoke to me about is actually about, how do we actually build our life? But actually how building our life is sometimes actually tearing our life apart. Because if we're going to say, okay, I want to follow Jesus, I want to give everything I've got, I want to live for his plan, there is going to be things we are going to have to remove from our life, and there is going to have to be things we're going to have to lay down. That's the reality of it, it's how Jesus taught. And this morning, God put on my heart John 2:19, where he says, I will destroy this temple and rebuild it in 3 days. And what Jesus' message was that, okay, I'm going to come back and I'm going to build my kingdom. It doesn't mean I'm just going to say nice things and do nice things. It means I'm going to die. I'm going to die for all humanity so that they can come and build their life on me. And so what that kind of spoke to me about is that sometimes we have got to die to ourselves a little bit if we're actually going to build that foundation that God's given us. And that's the great thing about the Bible, because in everything that you read in it, there is a deeper meaning to it. I remember Pastor Andy said that he's been reading the Bible for 30 years and he's never got bored of it. And it's the most incredible book anyone's ever written. But I think that's something that I've just really learned, is that building your life is, one, something that we need to die to ourselves for, but also, two, I've wrote down here, is a refining process. You know, the Bible says that Jesus is the author and the refiner of our faith. And what is refining? It is a process. So we've got to understand that the foundation that God's trying to build in our life is a process, and that can look very different for everyone. You know, growing up to my age, probably the worst thing that ever happened to me was Saints losing 9-0 to Leicester. So have I gone through loads of major storms? No, not yet. Apart from that. But does that mean that I won't go through stuff? No, of course it won't. And this is the kind of season of my life now where I know where I need to step in to God really wholeheartedly, give myself to him every day, and then that or build my life. So I haven't really got too much more to say than that because we're running short of time. I'm just gonna pray now, and then we'll hand over to Chris if that's all right. So Lord, I just thank you for summer camp and just the beauty of it, how much you've worked on the youth's heart, and how much you've just how speak to us eloquently, how gently you speak to us. And Lord, I just thank you that we can build our lives on your solid foundation, and that there's nothing that we don't want to hold ourselves back. We just want to give everything to you, Lord. And we just thank you for your grace, your graciousness, and your just blessings every day, Lord. And we just can't wait for next year and for the days to come. Amen.
That's great, Jack. Thank you. So good. So next, Chris Toth. Come up, big hand for Chris. I haven't forgot the announcements, Tally. We'll do it after Toth, okay? Thank you.
Morning, everybody. How are we? Good, good. I'll start with the light stuff. I had an existential crisis. Okay, so that. So here I am, sat in one of the common rooms, right, minding my own business, and the younger youth come in. That's fine. They were like, how old are you? I'm like, okay, I'm 18. So you're graduating? Yeah, it's a shame, it's a real shame. I've really enjoyed summer camp, and it's graduating. What year were you born? 2006. Cole, you're prehistoric. What? And they were like, okay, well, what, did you remember being born? I was like, well, no. Okay, so what's your earliest memory? And I said, probably got a few from preschool, maybe. How long ago was that? 15 years ago. Oh, my. So they were calling me Unc. Now, for you who don't know, it's the slang abbreviation for uncle, okay, right? They were like, Unc, can you show me how to use this DVD player? It's like, it just hit me. It's like, oh, my life, I am old. To make things worse, at the end of it, I caught myself studying the fire alarm placement of the building. I don't know what's come over me. But, you know, the good thing is that I don't have to listen to what the world says about me. I listen to what God says about me. And obviously, we've been told about the built different. And it really refers to the foundations. And sometimes we build stuff on the wrong things. And this is about removing, replacing, and building them correctly in the future. Now, this is going to get a bit personal. For me, my biggest weakness in my foundation is where I find my value and how I value myself, right? If you know me, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I could be doing the best I can, and it's not good enough. And, you know, I take any chance to beat myself up, and I'm not proud of that. And admittedly, I wasn't really going to come to God with that because it's kind of embarrassing, really. You know, kind of humbling yourself and saying, you know, I value myself. How? You know, how do I value myself? So I humbled myself and I asked God, and I said, it was like, Lord, do you value me? Like, how do you value me? You know, am I even worth all of this? And nothing. Right, no answer, no warm embrace. Oh, poor ye of little faith. Nothing yet, okay? And that really reminded me of the story in Acts. It's, Acts 2, verse 1 to 4. You know, sometimes we don't receive the answers we want immediately. And sometimes it's because of bad timing. You know, we just ask at the wrong time and it's not great. Or sometimes it's because you're about to be given of something of great value. And here in Acts 2, verses 1 to 4, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And it looked like flames of fire and tongue, and we all get the story, okay? Now, I'll wait for that is only a few sentences. Now, reading the Bible, it's like, okay, well, I've only got to wait a few sentences for what God's got to give me. But how long did they wait? Do we know? I personally don't know. If anybody knows, please come chat to me. That'll be an interesting conversation. It could be hours, could be days. But there was a little bit of waiting for me. And so, after asking God that, I was feeling a little bit smidge deflated, I've written here. And not lacking of faith, it's just like, this is quite important to me. This is valuable, you know. Well, guess what? Oh, So we're in praise. I'm on the floor, sitting. It's comfortable. And one of the leaders come up. Taffy. Anybody know Taffy? She's brilliant, isn't she? She shared a quick message, right? And it was about value. Like, it's... So I'm going to paraphrase slightly what she said, but she said, we are like gold, we're precious. Even if the gold is a bit crude, has a few imperfections, sin, it still has a very high value, right? And we need to stoke the fire and the hunger of fire of God to purify us into something of even higher value and usability, right? Now, little quick scenario. If you're walking down the street and you see a bit of gold, right, and it's got a bit of mud on it, a bit of, you know, leaf and maybe some other ores in it, you're still going to pick it up because, come on, you know, it's still valuable. But you'd be an idiot not to refine it any further because you can't use that gold, you know. And, yeah, God revealed to me that I'm more valuable than gold. You know, the most valuable things in this universe is you and your soul. You know, no amount of gold can pay for that. And even though I'm a little rough around the edges, you know, and the most peskiest piece of gold the world has ever seen, he still chooses me. And God sets my value, not the world, not as we do with gold. And now, does this mean I can continue in my current behaviors? No, that would be like a crude piece of gold sat next to a blazing hot furnace and expected to become 24 karat without putting itself through anything, you know. And that's where the hunger is important. Without fire, there is no purification. It would feel like a sin to be given this knowledge of how much I'm valued and how much God loves me and still treat myself as second class. And from the second night, I just gave it my all, really. Did I feel like a bit of an idiot jumping around? Yes, poor old Unc here hurt his back. Oh, what a pain. But it was worth it. It was worth the value that God has given me. And, you know, I'm believing in faith that I no longer have the persistence of perfection, but the spirit of excellence. Excellence in everything to do. And it would feel incredibly wrong not to share with you guys how I just... It just makes me want to boogie a little bit, you know? A little bit of a boogie. And just, if you struggle with value, just remember, it says in John 3:16, everybody knows this one, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. I mean, come on. Is that not something to be happy about? I mean, I know it's basic stuff, but, you know, we really need to... This is the basis of our beliefs. And, yeah, I pray that anybody struggling with value can find the same thing that I have, because I'm feeling so much lighter, walking around a little more confidently, you know? But, yeah, and I just want to thank you. Thank you all for being able to supply me with summer camp and supporting me. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Tove. That was a brilliant, brilliant. What a great morning it's been to celebrating changed lives. That's what Christianity is all about, right? If it's not changing lives, what are we doing? That's what it's all about. God has been in the business of changing lives for thousands of years, in the last 2,000 years since Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. No, it's just changing life after life after life. Amen. Every life is so precious to him. So thank you to all those who shared, and Jack and Toe for sharing at the end as well. But it's just been so good. Let's just close our eyes just for a minute. So we just go into a short time of prayer. Lord, we thank you for all that's been shared this morning. Lord, you're amazing. Thank you. You're in the life-changing business. Lord, for thousands of years, Lord, you've been doing it and continue to do it. Every soul is precious to you. We thank you for every testimony shared. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done and will continue to do. Thank you. I'll just keep your eyes closed for a second. And you know, I think it's good to always take the opportunity just to give people to have the opportunity to accept God into their lives if you don't yet know God. Now, you can do that this morning. All these testimonies that people have shared about what God has done in them, this very real transformation that God has done in them, God can do that in you. He desires to do it in you. He loves you dearly and deeply. As Tove just shared, John 3:16, that well-known scripture, that's how he expressed his love for us, that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him won't perish but will have eternal life in heaven with him. That's God's promise for you. And all you have to do is say, yeah, that's what I want. God, I want you in my life. And if that's you this morning and you've never invited God into your life, or maybe you've just gone way off track, and as some of the youth shared, they'd kind of gone off track, and the last week has very much got them back on track and building their life on the rock again. And maybe that's you. You've kind of like climbed off the rock, or you're building your life on sedimentary rock, as James shared. You know, kind of it's sand. It's not real. It's just what the world. It's just doing what the world does. You know, the Bible says we're in the world. That's the reality, but we're not of the world. We're completely different and going against the flow and following what God wants for our lives. The world does what the world does, but God's got a different calling upon us. And if that's you, you need to get your life back on track, I'd encourage you to pray this prayer as we do this all together in a second. Or you've never invited God into your life, I'd encourage you to pray this prayer and mean it with all of your heart. And I absolutely guarantee you, promise you, that God will come into your life and will start to transform you and change you, will pour his love and his grace and his mercy into your life. You'll know his forgiveness. You know what it is to be washed clean of all your sin, and that just means anything you've ever done wrong. You can know that this morning. Let's all just pray this together. Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing love for me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me to pay the price of my sin. I invite you now into my life. I want you to change me, to forgive me, to transform me, to take the old life away and give me new life. I want to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Just keep your eyes closed for a second. And if you pray that, you've never ever prayed a prayer like that before, or you're getting things back on track with God, getting back on the rock this morning, what I'd love you to do is just to raise your hand and say, yeah, I've prayed that prayer. It's just between you and God. We'd love just to chat with you and pray with you after service. Anyone this morning? Don't miss your opportunity. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're so good. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. You are in a life-changing business. Just continue to change lives. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. And we just commit the baptisms, Lord, this afternoon to you. And may this be, again, a great demonstration of what you've done in people's hearts and how you've transformed them. Lord, you're so good. Amen. Amen. So time's going quick, but we still need to have the announcements. So Tally's going to be doing the announcements. Big hand for Tally. Thank you.
I'll try and do this quickly. Right. After service today from 2 to 5pm at Leap Beach, we have the baptisms, obviously. We're very excited to be able to spend this special time together as we cheer on the members of the church family taking this amazing step of faith through baptism. There's going to be a picnic, so make sure you bring some food, invite your friends, and enjoy an amazing, fun afternoon with us. Coming up, we've got Big Church Fest. Lots of people, including myself, are going to be going. So there is not going to be a Sunday service on the 24th of August. But if you still would... If you still want to meet up as a Connect group, then you are more than welcome to do so. We also have Women's Getaway. The theme for this year is Dwell. It is all about dwelling in the goodness, kindness, and peace of God. Our hope is that all the women will come away knowing that they can live in his presence with all of his benefits. The Getaway is an exciting new venue, which is at Highley Christian Conference Centre, just north of London, where every woman can have their own ensuite room. And if women start paying monthly from August, it will be only the £50 deposit and then £22.50 a month from September to April. It runs from lunch on Wednesday, the 20th of May, to 12pm on Friday, the 22nd of May. The Getaway is always a time of meeting old friends, making new ones, being refreshed with our fabulous family church women, and you do not want to miss out. And you can sign up using the Church Centre app. That is all.
Awesome. Just want to do a really big push as well, which wasn't on the list this one, but there's also a men's getaway coming up in October. Rachel wants to go, obviously. So that's from the 2nd to the 4th, I think, of October. So yes, it's going to be really good. Three of us signed up, but there's lots from across family church as well. So if you want to get more info and come and speak to me about it, or you can find it on the app as well, and you can sign up on the app as well. So it's going to be an amazing time with guys away together, just having fun and seeking God, and yeah, let him do what he wants to do. So that's going to be great as well. So last but certainly not least, Sam's going to come and close the service for us. Thank you, Sam.
So we will be closing the service here. If you have kids in Pathfinders, please go collect them, or don't. It's up to you. Yeah, please do. My mum won't be very happy. If you need prayer, stay in the hall. Our prayer team will help you. They will comfort you and help you and pray for you. If not, please come and join us in hospitality for a brew and treat. And don't forget, baptisms at Leek Beach, 2 o'clock. Have a blessed week.